بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, as we mentioned in the poster, the mudakara in regards to Umrah and traveling, making ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain. At one point on this, our ulama say that we're not going for just a visit. Like how a person, for example, his mother stays in a certain town, doesn't say, I'm going to Durban, I'm going to visit my mother. In the same way, we are not just going for Umrah, we're going to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam hayatun nabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is alive, we're going to visit him. We're going to see the Baytullah, we're going to visit Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Baytullah, when a person goes to visit someone, example, you have Baytu Muhammad, the house of Muhammad. But you're not going to see the house, you're going to see Muhammad. The same way when you're going to Baytullah, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we're not just going to see the haram, how big it is, what's happening, what the locals are doing there, what the government's intentions are. We're not going to visit the bait, we're not going to visit the house, we're going to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many years I'm performing salah, facing towards the qibla of my salah, the qibla of my heart. Now I'm going to the place, the qibla itself, that is the baitullah, to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before we go, very importantly, to know the virtues. Why am I going there? What's the virtue of going there? What will Allah Ta'ala give me? So very importantly, the niyat before that, the intention, why am I going for Umrah? Should not be December comes, just a going out. Or Ramadan comes because I've got to be there, everyone is going. But there's a reason why I'm going, and something to receive from there, to come back with something. You also, ulama ikram explain, and they say, that going for Umrah over and over again, is that a sign of taqwa and piety? Sometimes people will say, they're going Umrah every year, they accepted. Not necessarily. Allah Ta'ala will accept anyone for the service of deen. Allah will use him. Whether Allah will accept, that is not the decision of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So many a person goes year after year, but the sign of acceptance is that he comes back with his sirat and surat is changed. Sirat meaning his internal self has changed. Sunnahs have come into his life. Now, the sunnah, the dress of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has come upon him, has come upon her. We can see the difference in the person's lifestyle, in the dressing. So the outer appearance, the beard has come to sunnah. And this preparation should be done before we leave, before I'm going to present myself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, before I stand before the Rabbul Bayt, before I stand before the Lord of the home, of the house, of the Kaaba Sharif, I must be ready to stand before him. That I have come for a certain purpose to receive from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Preparation already starts now, before we can even book the ticket and accommodation. But already internally and externally I'm preparing myself to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality is, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden. لا يخفى عليه شيء من الأمر. Nothing is hidden from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu salam also has given our report every week. So is that like we are going to someone that doesn't know me? So I can just put up a front, and I went for Umrah and I came back. But my sirat and my surat, my internal and my external hasn't changed. Remember, when we talk about Makkatul Mukarrama and Al-Madinatul Munawwara, here all these words that we use are special words. That's why we use it with respect. وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. The person who gives due reverence and respect to the salient features of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, landmarks which Allah ta'ala has given us, then this is from the taqwa of the hearts. The places like Makkatul Mukarramah, we don't say I'm going to Makkah, I'm going to Medina, I'm going to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Sharif, Madinatul Munawwara, with respect, with love we say it. We are going to these places, I'm going to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So preparation starts before this, just for us to understand these terms that are used. That Makkatul Mukarrama, the capital of the universe. There's no place in the world like Makkah Mukarrama. Unfortunately, we find the vices of the world, we have capitals for them. And people take relish and say, we're going to certain place. Capital of gambling, na'uzu billah, Allah Pak save us. When we think of it, glitter and glamour, and what people are not doing, they are the haram activities. But it's such a place, it takes us like we are awestruck by it. The capital of shopping, the capital of this, and the capital of this is the capital of the universe. The house of Mayallah is there. Above the Ka'batullah is Al-Baytul Ma'mur. That is the Ka'batullah and the Ka'bah of the Malaika. And above that is the Arsh, the throne of Mayallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And nobody can come there as he wants to be dressed. The special dress when you come here also. The special dress when you come here also. For the masturat and the ladies, then I think there's no ihram for us. Yes, there's no special ihram, but there is ihram also. Was there ihram? The ihram, that is, this should be dressed according to how my Allah wants me to be dressed. I'm going to present myself to my Allah, to my Creator, that gave me my beauty, that gave me my body. Ya Allah, how should I come to you like a slave? How should I come to you like a slave? So this is very important. For the women also, when they're packing their clothing, that I'm packing to meet my Allah. I'm presenting myself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that had the most amount of haya and sharam and bashfulness, more than a virgin girl also. How should I present myself? I'm going to him right now. Should not be I present myself to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and he turns his face away. How could you come dressed like this with tights beneath, with tights under, and what kind of clothing you have cannot be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have a haram before we enter the miqat, we have to don the ihram, whether millionaire, billionaire, pauper, all look the same. You all are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So preparation beforehand, that this is the capital of the universe. Going to Medina Munawwara, the capital of the world I'm going to. Special laws, regulations in regards to Makkatul Mukarrama. That piece of earth I'm going to walk upon, there's no way in the universe like that. It's a sacred land that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended. In the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and designated and showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is Hududul Haram. These are the boundaries of Makkatul Mukarramah. Any amal done over here times 100,000. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his time also redesignated once again or renewed. These are the boundaries of the Haram. In this area over here, لا تقتلوا الصيد وانتم حرم. The person who is in Ihram, even a non-muhrim also, not permissible to go hunting. In those old days they have to go hunting, not in the haram. You can't take the life of an animal in the haram also. The person has to kill a wild animal of the haram. Quran, this is explicit in Quran Sharif. مَنْ قَتَلُوا مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا. The person has to kill an animal. In the haram Sharif, he has to pay. He has to pay the dam of it. That animal is haram. He cannot consume it if it's in Ihram. That how dare these animals that are living within the precincts of the haram, as Quran says when it comes to the muhrim or the person enters Makkatul Mukarramah, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters the haram area, he is safe, he is at peace. He is at safe, he is peaceful. Even the animals also, the wild animals also, when it comes to the plantations and the grass and the trees, even that's impermissible to cut them, to uproot them. There are certain ones that you can. Special rules and regulations just for that piece of earth I'm walking on right now. Nowhere in the world there are regulations like this. Allah Ta'ala accepted me to put my feet on this place over here. Every Nabi of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made Hajj and Tawaf of Baytullah. Allah accepted me to come to this place. So for us to keep the heart focused where I'm going to, is that some capital or some hotel or some tourist site? I'm going to relax and enjoy myself. Here I'm going to make izhar and to present my abdiyat and my servitude and slavery to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, your slave has come. Your slave has finally made it to the Baytullah. No matter how many times a person may go to renew the intention over and over again, why am I going to Baytullah? Hadith Sharif, there are plenty. The person who comes to Baytullah, whether Umrah, whether Hajj, Allah will forgive all his sins. Allah says, everything is forgiven. There's no more tension between you and I now. You have come all the way, you spend so much, you have come. And here, we are taught, we take three things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah does not have in his treasury. Subhanallah, Allah has everything by him. But there are three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have by him, which he loves. The first one, ulama say, we have sins and gunas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tuhibbul afwa. Allah loves to forgive his, Allahumma innaka afoon. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa. Dua of Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. What does it mean? It is the hobby, so to say. It's a pastime. Allah just waits. Who's there to ask for forgiveness? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْ When it comes to sins, who can forgive sins? No one. It's only one Allah. Allah says, you brought? I brought, ya Allah, I brought enough. I brought, جِئْتُكَ مِنْ بَلَدٍ بَعِيدَةٍ بِذُنُوبٍ كَثِيرَةٍ Ya Allah, I've come from a far off place of plenty of sins, plenty of gunas. Ya Allah, you do what you love best. Ya Allah, you destroy all of them and forgive me for all my sins. So we take for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plenty of sins. Allah loves to forgive. Secondly, a person takes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ajizi. What we call hopelessness. Ya Allah, I'm hopeless and helpless. Ya Allah, I'm hopeless and helpless. Ya Allah, I've done nothing with my life. Whereas you are qawi, you are ghani, you are independent, you're all powerful. Ya Allah, I don't have any power. I've come to present my wretchedness and my hopelessness to you. Mujhe kaam ke aadmi bana de. Ya Allah, make me of some kaam. That I do some work, some good in my life for you, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the sands of Makkatul Mukarrama, they say that if the sands could speak, if the sons of Makkatul Mukarramah could speak, they would tell you about the sajda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam front of the Baytullah. That Mubarak head, the Mubarak face, that beautiful chehra of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, making sujood. The closest posture a person can be to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The best of places front of the Baytullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at his beloved making sajda. And here the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they offload upon his back the intestines of camels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this. There's a car, a great chariot, blocking ND905340. ND905340, a great chariot. So I'm here right now. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made sajda before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if those sands could speak, they would tell me about those incidents. They would tell me the incident of Sumayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the first one that was martyred in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The sands would tell me about the back of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Ya Bilal, what qurban you gave on the sands of Makkah Mukarrama, that today I am standing here with all the air conditioning and all the carpeting and everything so shandar and beautiful and the glitter and the glamour and the chandeliers. What qurban Bilal gave? Ammar bin Yasir, Suhaib, and all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, I am absolutely hopeless. I've come with hopelessness. Ya Allah, you make me something that I become your true slave. The third gift, so to say, we take for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is nadamat, regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. Allah has no regret whatsoever. Every single decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is power packed with wisdom. My a'mal, my life, my past, ya Allah, I've come to present it to you. With regret in my heart, ya Allah, how many nights passed in my young days, which we cannot call the good old days. It was the most terrible days of my life, except those Allah Ta'ala gave them tawfiq to be pious in the youth. But ya Allah, all those days, whether school, whether varsity, whatever it was, ya Allah, I come with regret. If only I had taqwa at that time, understood, ya Allah, I'm here right now, with the regret of my life. And then we give our entire karuguzari and report of my life to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As much as we can remember, ya Allah, my past life, my present life, whether there's interest in my life, whether there's haram activities in my life, in my home right now, I've left behind haram things, ya Allah, you destroy it, you remove it. I don't have the strength, ya Allah, I've come with the regret of my life right now. Person does not go with these qualities, my dear brothers, what kind of umrah is that? There's no regret. Doesn't feel hopeless and helpless. Ya Allah, you make me something. And he hasn't come to present his gunas and sins. I still got, should not be that I go for umrah. I am there. Example, ulama say, that a person wants to go scuba diving, deep sea, you want to see the fish at the bottom of the ocean. What Allah has kept there. He puts on his flippers. He's got his oxygen tank on his back. He's got his goggles on. And he's walking on the beach and he's going towards the ocean. Somebody asked him, brother, where are you going? Deep sea. See the qudrat of Allah. But what's this tied to your waist? He says, this is a rope. Where is it tied to? To the lifeguard's pole. Why? in case I have a problem. But it's only 50 meters. How are you going to go into the depth of the ocean? You'll only see little fish maybe or tadpoles. You won't see what's happening. You have to cut the rope. Then you can get to the bottom. In the same way, before we go to Umrah, we have to cut all these ropes of the sins of my life. We have to cut it. We cannot go there, my dear brothers, and I still have haram things back home. We'll go back to it. Maybe we'll change. Maybe we'll change. We'll go next year again. We'll go next year. This year we'll go. We just finish this shopping list because there's a walima coming, there's a wedding coming, so this is everything done. Next year now we'll change maybe. But I'm not ready yet for that full change. Don't be afraid. We present ourselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yalla, we still have the dishes outside our homes and the aerials, whatever it may be. Remove it from the phones. Remove it from the home. Yalla, we don't need it. Yalla, I'm coming all the way to Baytullah by invitation to present myself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Come as Allah wants me to come. Allah ta'ala give us understanding. So what is the virtues of going for Umrah? What would Allah give me? Why should I go for Umrah? For my sins to be forgiven, for Allah's mercy to descend upon me, the maghfirat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an Umrah to another Umrah will be redemption of sins. Allah will forgive his sins for whatever minor sins occurs between them. Whatever minor sins a person made between one Umrah to the next, Allah will remove and Allah will forgive all those sins. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, follow up Hajj and Umrah because they certainly remove poverty. They remove poverty. This is now the spiritual ayah. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah ta'ala says explicitly, when it comes to riba, when it comes to interest and usury, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ, Allah destroys it completely. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, when it comes to sadaqat, Allah increases it. But the ayah will say, that interest came into the account, there was an increase. And again, sadaqah, there was a decrease. But the eyes of the heart, iman yaqeen, says that if I took riba, or I paid riba, there was a decrease. And if I gave sadaqah, sadaqah increases. This is iman. So when it comes to umrah also, a person is spending, this should not be the sole motivation. The sole motivation is only the pleasure of Allah. Allah becomes pleased, Allah will remove poverty. Allah will give mal and wealth with barakah that be used in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So certainly, poverty will be removed and sins as fire separates the impurities from iron, gold and silver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove poverty and sins as fire separates the impurities from iron, gold and silver. How Allah will remove the sins completely. The heart is clean completely. That's why we say that a person sitting there in Baytullah, in the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, where does he have the himmat and the courage? To the extent, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, among the etiquettes of making tawaf is that you look down. You look down. You don't look at the Baytullah. And then he would say, I haven't found this in any hadith, but Allah has put this in my heart. Why does a person have to look down during his tawaf? Then he would say, Tujhe himmat ho, do you have courage to look up right now? The king is here right now. The king is here right now. Badshah idhar hai. The king is here, can you look up at him? Do you have the himmat and the courage? Even look at him, he knows already you're a thief. You're already convicted. Where does the convicted thief have the courage to look at the king? He's waiting for a royal pardon right now. That just let me go. Just take out the yokes and free me and make me something to do good in your kingdom, oh my Allah. And well, especially for now, right now, for us to envisage muraqaba, that for us right now, going to Baytullah, we can imagine that, Ya Allah, this hostage has been released. But there has to be a ceasefire first. We have to stop firing our gunas and sins. Has been ceasefire, and now the hostage has been released into the Baytullah. And the king is waiting. For royal pardon, you have come finally. The enjoyment of being there. Shaykh Faqih Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi, we mentioned about him, that people will come the entire day and make tawaf. He would sit one corner of the haram in the old days, and he would squat against the wall, and he would look at the Baytullah, and he said, for hours he would sit there, just tears flowing, and crying, and crying. In the muhabbat and love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, what eyes they had, they saw in the Baytullah, today we don't see it. Unfortunately, the eyes have become spoiled also, and the hearts have become polluted. So we don't see any beauty in the Baytullah, we'll see the clock tower. And then the phone will come out. We're sitting before the king right now. Do you have the courage to take out the phone in front of the king and start making a video of his palace? He'll tell you, "Why, what have you come for? You come to visit me or you come to take pictures of my home? You need permission before you take anything over here right now. There's no courage, Allah. I've come here. I've come sitting in your home right now. Where do I have the courage to take out the phone and to take selfies and to make videos? And little children are playing there, and how cute they are, and I want to send it back home." Allah Ta'ala, give us the himmat and tawfiq. We don't do it at Baytullah. Right now we sit in the house of Allah, and unfortunately this happens, my dear brothers. When we go to Haramain Sharifain, to both the harams, third haram also, we take our little children. And we feel now, even the children feel, we go for an outing on a picnic. Take some snacks for them, let them play in the haram. This is the masjid, the house of Allah. We don't do it back home. We're doing it over there. This we cannot do. This is not a place for children to play, and for them to be jumping, and zamzam is pulling all over. This is a place of grandeur. This is the royal court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is there a place now just to take children to pass time? Sometimes they have najasat within them also, and we're taking them to the Baytullah. Yes, as a last resort, there's nowhere else to leave them. Them, yes. But just as an outing, we're going, and it's like a park, is nothing like that. Madina Munawwar also, the highest amount of respect, we should be sitting there and teaching the children also. Not just running around and playing. What it becomes like is a field day for everyone. Everybody is playing around. It's like a cute thing for the children. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, follow up between Hajj and Umrah, because certainly succession between the two of them increases the lifespan. Allah gives barakat in your life. You're spending your life in the correct avenue, Allah will give you barakat in your life. So you come over and over again to visit the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and it removes poverty and sins as fire removes impurities. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the jihad of the elderly, weak and the women, is undertaking Hajj and Umrah. It is a jihad, it's difficult. And there's reward for that type of jihad also. Women say, we can't go in jihad. The men can go in jihad, they will get the reward. For them, Hajj and Umrah is a jihad. Is that a shopping spree? By the way, yes, Hadith Sharif says, if you travel out, they bring some gifts back for the family, even though it be some stones, which should not be. As Mayunus Padesab Rahimullah would say, that those that go for Umrah, there are different malls there. But don't get mauled in the incorrect mall. The mall will maul you also. And before you know it, you lost your spirituality. I'm going to the Baytullah, but my bag is full of shopping lists. I'm standing at the road of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and I have the shopping list in my top pocket, just now the shop is in a close. Quickly, let's move before we lose out. He says, "Don't." There are other shopping malls. The shopping malls of spirituality, where we get taqwa, we get ihsan, connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't go into the ink. Yes, we have to, few days before that. Shouldn't be before that already you're planning. Yes, if quickly we can do our work, do it and pack the bags. But then tomorrow I will say that how many a woman has this fikr also? Weightless. I have to lose some weight. He said, do the same thing to your bags also. Weightless bags. But now you buy extra bags because you bought extra things. But my weight I'm worried about. But now this whole burden I'm taking back home, whether Sharia compliant, whether halal, whatever it is, I'm taking it back home. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding where we're going to right now. So the jihad of the elderly, weak, and the woman is undertaking Hajj and Umrah. This is jihad for them. For the weak, they want to go to the haram. Is that easy nowadays? We know how difficult it is. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all. But this is jihad. Therefore they say, when a person goes to Haramain Sharif, he don't complain about anything. Even the weather is good for us. Even the crowd is good for us. No matter what it was. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he would say, the moments I enjoyed the most, when I was shoved and pushed and tripped, was when I used to make tawaf. People would push me along, say, I'm a slave, the way I used to enjoy it. Somebody pushing me this side, somebody pushing me that side, somebody shoving me. He said, Ya Allah, for you it's happening. Ya Allah, for you it's happening. See, I would enjoy these moments when I'm making tawaf and somebody is pushing me, somebody, I get tripped upon somebody's heel, or whatever it was. Those are the best moments. He said, hey, what am I? I am nothing. But the house of Allah happens to me, I'm too happy about it. And our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib would say also, sometimes the shoes go missing. He said, don't say it got stolen. The shoes go missing. Or it takes a walk, he said, Mubarak to you. Say Mubarak to you, your shoes when, your temples when, Allah Ta'ala has given you a chance to walk barefoot on the Mubarak Zameen. This pure earth, you're getting a chance to walk barefoot. We had even foot to put our feet over there. To the extent Ma'ana says that even the sand of Madina Tayyibah is so beloved to Allah, Allah knew the Ummah will come and they will impurify it with their smoking habits and whatever habits they have. So Allah Ta'ala tiled the entire thing. My Nabi walked here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for us to be so careful when we are, there's a jihad for the old people, for the weak ones, and jihad for the women also. He also very importantly, my dear brothers, what we do in Haramain Sharifain, there are certain times and there are certain places. Certain times and certain places. This is a very sensitive mas'ala of spirituality. There are certain special times and special places. Whatever a person's motivation of the heart is, his aspirations, his intentions, his goals, his motivation, and whatever deed he does. So at that time, a special place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a seed on the heart. Month of Ramadan, the motivation was correct. He will come out of the month of Ramadan spiritually uplifted, his life changed. It was a changing moment for him because the heart was correct. He prepared for it. When he comes to Hajj and Umrah also, when we stand in front of the Hajar al-Aswad, that Mubarak stone that came from Jannah, the Hadith Sharif says more or less, this is Yameenullah fil Ard. The right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. When you're saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you're making istilam, it is as if you are shaking the hand of Allah. As if you're concluding the deal. What's in your heart right now? What's in your heart right now? On that Allah put a seal. Either going to come back better or worse. That's why it's so important, especially for us men also, to control our eyes, to control our gaze. Somebody asked our sheikh also one time, that at the Baytullah, sometimes you're sitting there, and there are women all over the place. How do you control your eyes? So Ma'ana explains so beautifully. He says, when you leave the room, you have intention, Ya Allah, I have eyes only for you. I have eyes only for you. Ya Allah, I will not abuse my eyesight. I will not look at anything that is haram. He said, already you made the intention. And to test whether your intention was correct, 100%. After you finish your tawaf, your umrah, and you come back to the room, and now you close your eyes, you can't remember seeing any haram woman. Any ghair mahram woman, you were true in your intention. Nothing registered. Sometimes you might be looking unintentionally, you don't realize, you're deep in thought sometimes. When nothing registered in your mind, then you're true in your intention. That really here at Baytullah, you came, you had eyes only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the women also, how important for them also, that they also control their eyes. The men are in ihram. They should also make ghadda basar. They should also lower their gazes. What they going to do there also, what motivations they came with, as ulama say, she came, brought the jewelry, we're going to change it, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That becomes life. She will go back with the love of dunya still, the love of brand names, the love of gold and silver. Because this was the motivation. If the motivation was only the love of Allah, Ya Allah, if I got your muhabbat and your love, I've got everything. I'm going back with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So for women also, very importantly, they control their eyes, they control their speech. We should be more careful there now, we don't get into quarrels. That's why when it comes to Hajj, they say, wala jidala. No fighting, no arguing. If you're going to do it over here, when you go back home, it's going to be times 10, it'll be worse. Yeah, just control, restrain completely. I'm here at the house of Allah, and Madina Munawwara, at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us shafqat, kindness, overlooking. Now is the time for me to get my internal, my sirat, my internal, and my surat, my outer appearance, also 100%, to the best of my ability. So here at Baytullah, Makkatul Mukarrama, is jihad for the weak ones. So there'll be taklif. Sometimes Safa Marwa, not easy. The back is paining, the feet is paining, the women are tired. Yes, it's mujahad. Allah is going to give you reward on this. When it comes to the women also, they want now, especially when it comes to Haramain Sharifain, because it's secure, it's peaceful, so they feel now we can just go out. Here at home they will not do it, they're more careful here. But there when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the command was given to the Masturat and to the women, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. That stick and cling to your homes. Don't leave unnecessarily. Command was given Madina Munawwara. Three ayahs came down in regards to the hijab of the women. The final command came, One was now they should lower their gazes. يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. Second ayat came, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِنْ. They should don themselves completely one piece of cloth, jilbab, cover themselves completely. This is barda. And then the final command came, that cling to your homes. If you have to go out, it should be for some shar'i need or some human need. Not just for any reason I'm going out. It's going to become a habit there, my dear brothers, when you come home, then we can't stop it. We did it there in Haramain Sharifain, we felt safe. So the women, our little young daughters, we're letting them out. So what we do there, we come back home, is going to be the same thing. When you come for salah also, salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the salah of a woman, of a lady within her home is the best salah. Within her bedroom, one corner of the bedroom is the best salah. This hadith was said to the Masturat and the women of Madinatul Munawwara, effectively meaning that don't come to Masjid al-Nabwi. Read your salah in your homes, Allah will give you the most amount of reward. If they have to go to the Haramain, which they love to go, but remember, there's no farz salah for them in the Haramain, it's for the men. Now what happens, the man is late for the salah, women are there before him. So for them, the salah for them is within the rooms. They perform the salah, they'll get the full reward for it. Full reward for it. No stress, no tension for them. Yes, if they come to the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, the intention should be to make tawaf or to gaze at the Baytullah. If they come into the haram of Madinatul Munawwara, then the intention should be to come and make direct salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is fine, not for salah. Salah for them is within the home. And within the room, that is the most reward for them. This is jihad for them also. They feel now we came all the way, we can't do salah. And also this is a point of sharam and haya and bashfulness for a woman. Where we have to explain to them what it is to have a haya. When you speak of haya and shame, to be modest, is that only in dressing? It's in speech. It's how she speaks also. It's how she listens. It's how she looks. It's how she walks. How she carries herself out. This is all haya. This we take from Madina Munawwara. From the life of Fatima radiallahu anha, the Aisha radiallahu anha. What bashfulness they had in their lives. They were the queens. They were the queens. So how she speaks, how she looks, how she walks, all this complete haya and sharam. So here also this is where she should get it. So this will come now when she will perform a salah within her room and adopt the haya and sharam. How she will listen, how she will speak, to control her tongue, to control her emotions over there. Then when she comes back home, that akhlaq will come within her, will come within her life. Continuing with the rewards of going for Umrah. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mujahid in the cause of Allah, in the path of Allah, the haji and the mu'tamir, the one performing Umrah, are all the delegation of Allah. Is a wufudur rahman, delegations of Allah that are going to Baytullah. He called them, Allah called them, and they responded, and they will ask of His bounties, and Allah will give it to them. Allah will not hold it back. They have been invited, they are the delegation, they have come to Baytullah, whatever they will ask for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umrah performed in the month of Ramadan, those that are going now. This should be the niyyat also. Umrah performed in the month of Ramadan will equal in reward to that of Hajj or Hajj performed with me, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what it should be. I'm going to make right now Hajj with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. I'm taking my wife also. So how careful she should be, how careful I should be also. That if we are going to make Umrah in the month of Ramadan, what reward there is? What can be higher than this spirituality? That if now also my life does not come right, Ya Allah, when will it happen? But as we say, next year I'll go, then maybe we'll come right. Now to make the decision, I'm not going to some place just to pass my time, I'm going to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So coming back to Makkah to Mukarramah, my person goes to Makkah Mukarramah. There's a beautiful poem of Ghalib, where he was a poet, and he mentions about himself going to Baytullah. What is the mindset? That I'm going to the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, I'm going to present myself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Ghalib was a poet of India of great fame. At the beginning he was addicted to his liquor. He was alcoholic, couldn't leave it. And a sinful life. At that time he said this poem. He said, Kis muh se kaaba jaoge Ghalib? Sharam tumko magar nahi aati? He addressed himself and he's saying, then how will you show your face at the Kaaba wa Ghalib? How will you show your face at the Kaaba wa Ghalib? Don't you have any shame that you've done so much of sin, the haram you've partook of, and now you're going to go to Baytullah and show your face? So Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Partabgari rahmatullah alayhi changed the poem. He changed the poem and he said, "Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharam ko apni khaak mein milaunga, ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigri ko yu banaunga." Subhanallah. So beautifully Urdu he says, that, "Oh Allah, I will go with this very simple face of mine to the Baytullah. The same black face of mine, I will take it to Allah. I will bury my shame in the ground. I will cry and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, I will correct all my wrong." As the Mawlana said in the original poem, there is hopelessness and despondency for a sinner. So he changed it into a true reality in which there is a great hope even for the great sinner. That I will go like this to Allah. But I will change, I will make the intention to change. So as soon as we make the intention, we can get our visas, book our tickets, etc. And there we are in a little while, right in front of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And presenting ourselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there was also Jigar Muradabadi, rahmatullah alayhi. Jigar Muradabadi also was a renowned poet of India. And he used to work for government at that time. They mentioned about him that he saw and he met Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this Jigar Muradabadi had this intention to change his life, but it wasn't easy. And he wanted to meet Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Thanvi, one of the great ulama of India at that time, so he wanted to meet him. So Khaja Sahab, who used to work for government also, knowing the condition of Jigar Muradabadi, who was an alcoholic, although being a Muslim, and he would say also, with pride, he says, "I drink so much that the bottle is stuck to my lips. I can't give it up." But he wanted to change his life still. So Khaja Sahab told him, "I will inquire from Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali whether you can come or not. Whether you can come or not." So he inquired from Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who then asked him, What did you reply? He said, "I said that I will first ask you." Hazrat told him, "Why? You should have brought him immediately. He cannot keep his liquor in the khanka, because khanka at that time was waqf. So you can't bring the haram things into the khanka. But he can keep it at my house. Bring his alcohol and he can keep it at my house and go and drink whenever he wishes to. But bring him still in his drunken state. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have so much concern and fikr for each and every ummati as to how they can come on the right path." He also, very importantly, when you go to Madinah Munawwara, we go with the intention and with this quality of an ummati. I'm going to stand before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as an ummati, not just as an individual. I'm going to make dua for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, they should have the fikr for each and every ummati as to how they can come on the right path. He came, he changed his life, he made tawbah, and he became bi'at to the Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Then he requested three things from Mawlana, three du'as. "Mawlana, you make three du'as for me. First du'a, Allah take me for hajj. I want to see the Baytullah. Secondly, I want to keep a beard. And third thing, that Allah Ta'ala grants me death upon iman." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him hajj. He did not shave there in Makkah Mukarramah at all and kept a beard during hajj. In those days, he did not see himself in a mirror also. He was so pleasantly surprised to see himself with a full-grown beard and said this poem, "Chalo dekh aaye tamasha jigar ka, suna hai wo kafir bhi musalman hoga." He says, "Come, let us go and see the condition of jigar." Talking to himself. Now when he saw himself in the mirror, he said, "Come, let us go and see the condition of jigar. We have heard that he too has become a Muslim. That he has become Muslim finally. Although he was Muslim, now he's really become a Muslim." When he returned to Muradabad, he heard the bicycle rickshaw driver singing this poem of his. He got a great surprise as nobody knew of this poem, because it was only to himself. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it known, he was happy that his two du'as were accepted and now waited for his third du'a to be accepted. Finally, he spent the last 3 days of his life confined in a room and just making tawbah and istighfar all the time, and was blessed with a beautiful mouth and ending. one of the blessings is being connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he prepared himself to go to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala beforehand. So this is important. When we go to Baytullah, we prepare ourselves. Ya Allah, I've come here finally. And as much as we can, Qur'an tilawat in the Haram Sharif. As much Qur'an we can recite out of the Haram, much istighfar. Istighfar is simple. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. Oh, Hakim Bakhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded, وَقُلْ O my Nabi, say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That, O my Rabb, اغْفِرْ, forgive me. وَرْحَمْ, have mercy upon me. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are those that are the best of those that show mercy. We can make this istighfar also. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ. When it comes to making tawaf, many a times we are but overawed. We take big kitabs, juzdan, the masturat ladies will take. You've got these du'as to read, and these du'as to read. Now Muhammad Shaybani rahmatullah alayhi, who was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he says that when it comes to du'as at Baytullah, the real du'a is a condition of the heart. Person tries to remember du'as in Arabic, yudhibu biriqqati al-qalb. It removes the softness of the heart. Especially when you have something in your hand, you're trying to read. Then the concentration is disturbed. What comes in the heart that time, that is dua. But this is the sunnahs entering the Baytul, entering the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah. Our ladies now, they don't come to the masjid. So for us to educate them, before they go, they are dressed properly with a parda, hijab, even in ihram also, that they have that cap hijab, alright, which is away from their face. Yes, it is jihad. It is difficult. You're going to visit Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is there we can do it. But that amount of time for that one day, 12 hours or 24 hours, at least at one time I'm doing it for Allah tabarak. Whole life I did for myself. Now I do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah wants it, I want to do it perfectly. Entering the haram with the right foot, reading our du'as. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to make muzakara with the lady. Shouldn't be that they also we go against the sunnah. Entering the Baytullah with our gaze low, when we come down to the Mataf area, then raise the gaze. Du'as are accepted at that time, looking at the Baytullah. Yes, you might not get time to stand there too long. They will usher us quickly, start the tawaf. Start the tawaf. What du'as to read now? Here, now we are overawed. We know third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. When you come to Rukn al-Yamani, that corner of the Baytullah before the Hajar-e Aswad, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. But we know ourselves, we cannot keep concentration. The eyes will begin to wander, the mind will begin to wander. So Imam Muhammad rahimullah says, whatever dua comes in your heart, start making that dua. Those duas are accepted. So usually we give mashwara to the brothers, that when we're going to make tawaf, specify one round for one dua. For example, the first round, make dua only for yourself. From the time I became baligh till today, Ya Allah, my entire life, how is it passed? Ya Allah, forgive me. Then presently, right now, what my spiritual needs are, my physical needs, my financial needs, emotional needs, start making dua now. Now the crowds are big, so in a way it's good in the sense you've got enough time to make dua. And we're making dua right now where Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam walked. Haji Bhai Bariya rahmatullah would say that there the Baytullah where you are walking right now is a noor of more than 120,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. You're walking on that piece of earth right now. And du'as are accepted like that. Du'as are accepted like that. So open your heart and make du'a for yourself. Oh, your gunas, your sins, your health, your future. And not just till dunya. Ya Allah, how my maut will be. Now I'm thinking finally, I'm planning my maut. Ya Allah, where I'll be at that time? Ya Allah, take me here. Let me be in this condition. If I got my Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, give me back my hifz also. If I hurt my parents, Ya Allah, at that moment, let them forgive me. Make istighfar and tawbah for them also. Plan your entire maut in your tawaf. Ya Allah, who will give me my ghusl? Already planned now. Ya Allah, who will be there for my ghusl? Who will give me my kafan, Ya Allah? And then which qabrasan I'll be buried? Start planning. In the tawaf, you can do all of this. Ya Allah, when they all are gone, then I'll wake up in the qabr. Ya Allah, what will be my condition that time? And brothers will be surprised, maybe you'll be already only half around. And now we think, what more dua to make? Because we're not used to making so detailed dua. Ya Allah, when I'll wake up in the qabr, the kafan will be open, the shroud will be open, then my face will, I will see what's around me, then munkar nakir will come, they'll be breaking through the earth. Ya Allah, they will question me, I can't run away anywhere. What will be my condition that time? Ya Allah, you help me. Ya Allah, you help me. Now, plead to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I have come with a black face of mine. It is making nurani in the qabr. I put some lights there for me. I don't want to be sitting in darkness. Nobody's going to bail me out. So I'm making all the du'as now in the tawaf. Then ya Allah, day of qiyamah will come. Where I'll be resurrected? What will be my condition? The book of deeds, ya Allah, given my left hand, I'm doomed, I'm finished. So make the opposite du'as also. Ya Allah, I forget, ya Allah, from the punishment, from the darkness, from the azab of Jahannam, ya Allah, save me from all these things. Here we can't take one mosquito in the room. Then in the qabr, not mosquitoes. There's scorpions and snakes, and you can't run anyway. Only time we can kill them is now, with our amal, our taqwa, our salah, our faraiz. So start planning it, ya Allah. What kind of qabr I want, ya Allah? What kind of bed I want? The bedding of Jannat. What kind of aircon I want also? Ya Allah, open the windows of Jannat for me. All those du'as we start making now. Qiyamah's day, ya Allah comes to pull sirat, I got to pass over. Ya Allah, how am I going to pass? At that time, ya Allah, you just push me over. Make all the du'as till I get my foot into my Jannat. That one round will not be enough also. And then see how the tears will flow. Why the king is here right now? The king is listening to me. What you want now? Present it. Otherwise we'll just say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We'll carry on like that and waiting. Where's Hajj Aswad? Where's the green lights? So apply your mind. First round for myself. Second round for the wife, for the children. All the du'as that I made for myself, for my children also. Not only for their dunya, for their qabr, for their akhirah, for their iman, for their amal, for their taqwa. Second round. Third round for my parents, my grandparents, my great-great-grandparents. We don't know which of them in my family above ascendance made dua in Baytullah. Through their barakat, I'm standing over here today. You're making dua for progenies. Somebody made dua for me also. Don't forget them. So make dua for all of them. They're in the qabr right now. Make niyat, ya Allah, send the sawab of this tawaf to all of them. So our parents, maybe they weren't pleased with us. Now's the time to make dua for them, ya Allah, in their qabr right now. What will be the conditions, the day of qiyamah? So all these duas we make for them in the tawaf, right in the mataf, we're making dua also. And you see how the mind is applied. Right till the jannat, ya Allah, when we meet over them, the sarkhan will be laid out, and the fruits, and all the, mashallah, mithais and barfi of Jannah, and how we'll meet over there, what enjoyment it will be, all those du'as in the third round, for the family. Then in the fourth round, we make du'a for our asatiza. We learn Qur'an, ya Allah, I can read all these surahs, one apa taught me, one ustaz taught me, for all the ulama ikram, for all the activities of deen in the world. So fourth round, we can make du'a for all those things that are happening in the world right now. Then the fifth round, make du'a for the ummah. One country you take, whether it be continents, whether it be countries, whether Gaza, Palestine, Kashmir, Sudan, China, all this, yeah, the Muslim, what is happening to them. Du'as for the entire Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and apply the mind. Not only for now, yalla, for the future, let deen prevail in the world and accept me also. Then we advise the brothers to keep our concentration. We are saying we can make these du'as. The sixth and seventh round, the da'wat, and the invitation that was given in the mataf, Ya ayyuhal nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Or people say, La ilaha illallah, you gain success. In the sixth round, make zikr of La ilaha illallah. This is where the da'wah was given. Like how we used to hear our Munispatel Sahib Rahmatul Ali, melodious voice, how you used to make the dhikr. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, right here. My Allah is here. Ya Allah, there's no one worthy of worship besides you. My heart belongs to you. My tongue belongs to you. Everything I'm negating. Whatever I have, whatever I think I possess, ya Allah, it's only you and me now. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, he said, Ashiqana Tarjuma. This is a translation of the kalima according to the lovers of Allah. Ya Allah, teri siwa koi hamara nahi. Teri siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, besides you, nobody is mine. My wife will leave me one day. The children will leave me one day. Ya Allah, you won't leave me. Ya Allah, I won't leave you also. You don't leave me also. Ya Allah, there's no support of life. Even the wife also. As much as now she's depressed, then to how much the husband can really support her. He still doesn't understand. Ya Allah, she must say, Ya Allah, you're the only support of my life. This man also is only one wasila. My husband has just brought me. Ya Allah, you are the one. So one round of La ilaha illallah. Then the last round, we take the beautiful name of Allah. Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah. And Allah, the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, how you take the name of Allah? In the name of Allah, That ha at the end must come from the heart. He said, this is the ha of ahe fugha. He said, this is the ah and the pain of the heart of the lovers of Allah. Ya Allah, my heart is paining for you. Ya Allah, come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my life. Ya Allah, take over my entire life. I've come here. So that entire sixth, seventh round, the zikr of Allah. Beautiful tone. You can, with a beautiful, melodious tone, you can make the zikr under your breath. And take the name of Allah for the entire round, I'm connecting to my Allah. And then, ya Allah, I'll continue with this after I return home also. And this way we can keep our concentration just in our tawaf. Then our du'as, the turaka salatu tawaf. Masail, we can ask ulama ikram. Safa marwa, just to fast track. When it comes Safa Marwa, many people now they get tired. By the time they come there and they see the long distance, they say, ya Allah, we got to walk this also. How to keep our concentration, motivation? Come to Safa, what dua to make? So here we advise the brothers, just to keep your concentration. Otherwise, our dua becomes just kachumbar. It is now all mixed up. And then we feel I didn't make proper dua. So just concentrate on one thing. For example, now when we're standing on Safa, Adi Farooq Sahib Rahimullah will say, make dua for Safa'i Qalb, for the purity of my heart. Safa means Safa'i, purity. So one limb, when I'm starting off first on Safa, I make dua only for the illnesses, spiritual illnesses of the heart and the physical illnesses. Ya Allah, just put my heart right. Whether malice, whether jealousy, whether greed, no contentment, anger, all stemming from the heart, pride, haughtiness. Ya Allah, I don't even know if I have it, but I have it. That's how clearing of the heart. And how my heart should be, Ya Allah. Give me a kind heart, a soft heart, a heart of muhabbat and love. Al-mu'minu ma'lafun. A mu'min is an embodiment of love. Ya Allah, the heart that you gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me that heart. So make dua only for the heart. And then one round. Wife is there also. You make dua, tell us. She can say Ameen. Next round she can make dua. You say Ameen. The Safa Marwa, when you walk in there are duas to be read also. There are certain ayat we can read. Or we make our tasbihat. Durud Sharif, Durud Ibrahim takes a bit long. So we can read Durud Ibrahim also. What we read in Salah. After Tahiyyat, Durud Ibrahim, then our third kalima, Istighfar, as much as we can during day. When you come to Marwa, then you make dua again, facing the Qibla. What dua to make there? Take another limb, faculty of the body. Ya Allah, my eyes. The gunas of my eyes, that's fa'uma, Ya Allah. What my eyes should be looking at? Looking at Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. I don't look at Quran every day. Putting Quran on my eyes, look at my parents with love. Look at my wife and muhabbat, my children, kindness, at the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Looking at good things, Ya Allah, I use my eyes to look at TV, at movies, at YouTube, and haram things, Ya Allah. Where am I supposed to be using it for? Make dua from all the sins of the eyes, and now make dua ahead. And see how long your dua will come out. Where, Ya Allah, finally on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, in the qabr before that, Ya Allah, let the eyes see the Mubarak face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On Qiyamah, Ya Allah, when you come to Jannah, Ya Allah, the eyes should see you. Here we grew up, Ya Allah, only seeing haram and haram. Ya Allah, forgive us. And give us tawfiq to control our eyes. That's the place to make dua now. Only for the eyes. Then we come back to Safa. Same istighfar, tawbah, durud sharif, third kalima. Coming back to Safa. Then we make dua for the ears, Ya Allah, all the music I heard. All the ghibat, Ya Allah, I heard. And all the haram things that I heard, O my Allah. Forgive me for all those things. Going ahead, Ya Allah, what I should be listening to, Ya Allah, Quran tilawat, good speech, bayan, going for majalis, going for gashs. And all the things I should be listening to, make all those duas. Next round, make dua for the tongue. Ya Allah, abuse of my tongue. Where haven't I sworn at? Where haven't I abused? The ghibat and the backbiting. All the sins. Just one thing we find in the seven duas we made. With Ya Allah, I really made dua this time. I made tawbah for my tongue, for my ears, for my heart, for my mind, my hands, Ya Allah. Then the feet. Seven rounds, duas will be covered already. This is how we keep our concentration in dua. And dear brothers, you'll find, as we said, one round you make dua. Second round, let the wife make dua. Say, I will say Ameen. In that way, duas are readily accepted. Somebody says Ameen, somebody makes dua. So this is just now Makkatul Mukarrama. As much as we can, the ulama say, make istighfar and tawbah. Walking to the hotel and back, istighfar. Rabbi khir warham, anta khairur rahimeen. Nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness, I seek your forgiveness. And third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. I mean, a lot of intentions there to become the true slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's much more detail, we don't have the time. Then going to Madinatul Munawwara, that We'll just take a bit of time, inshallah. We went to Madinatul Munawwara also. We went to the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a very special city, city of Hijrat, which Allah Ta'ala chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We're going to present ourselves. For that Nabi that gave everything for me to be there right now. Now I'm going to Medina Munawwara. Already before that, we increase our Durood Sharif. As the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, we have the ability, Inna a'atina kalkawthar, the surah, read it 1,000 times and present it as hadiya to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't overburden ourselves. If we don't have habitual of it, then read our Durood Sharif. That to Alhamdulillah, 100%. That is the command of Allah, read Durood Sharif, that's perfectly in order also. We come to Madinatul Munawwara, we came to the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also a very special piece of earth right now. Where ulama say that right now Jannat is adorned, but then to not complete. Jannat is not complete. Hazakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, as if every morning the skies of Jannat come down and kiss the earth of Madina Munawwara and ask Madina Munawwara that right now Jannat is incomplete without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When are you handing him over? But Allah has kept him there for who? For you and me. For you and me. Book the ticket and overnight you're standing before him. Right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Madina Munawwara is a city. City of welcome. City of love. City of compassion. City of distribution. City of gifts. This is a city of warmth. Whoever came to Madina Munawwara never left empty-handed, empty heart. They got something. Whether Khalid bin Walid came with blood on his hands, subhanallah. He came, he went back with his heart brimming with love. Wahshi came with the soul and the ruh of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Even he got hidayat. Whoever came to Madina Munawwara, with sinister motives and intentions, even the hearts turned around. They came with kufr. Giants of kufr came. There were two people in the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. They were plotting. The wealthy one said to the poorer one, why don't you go to Madina Munawwara? Do us a favor. Na'uzu billah. And assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, how can I go? I don't have wealth. I have debts. I have my family. He says, you don't worry about it. You go, I will take care of them. From there and there, he prepared his dagger, put poison on it, put it into his robe, and he left for Madina Munawwara. His family didn't even know. What an intention to go and assassinate and murder Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say he came, stayed a few days in the outskirts, finally he made his way through. As he came to the haram of Madina Munawwara, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was there with the Ansar. And when he saw him, then he told them, one of the shayateen of the Quraysh here. This man is a shaitan. We know him from before. But he came in, his son was taken as captive also. He said, I came to talk to Nabi Ali in regards to my son. Umar bin Khattab gave him a very blank look, I don't trust you. So he told the Ansar, just keep your eye on him. I'm going to speak to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Took permission, you may enter. Then too he followed him until he felt that everything was safe. As he entered into the court of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, Madina Munawwara, city of welcome. How can you not be welcomed? That's why we leave all our dirt behind. Don't take it to Madina Sharif. How many a person is there right now sitting in Madina Munawwara, but he's still checking YouTube, what's happening outside Madina Sharif. He's still checking his cause, what's happening here, what's happening there, politics. We're sitting right now at the feet of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take as much as we can right now. And how many a person is not there, he's here, but in reality he's there. So as he walked in, Nabi alayhi salatu looked at him and told him that how was the mashwara of the haram of Makkah? He got stunned. He said, oh Muhammad, how do you know? That even my wife doesn't know about it. How was the mashwara and the meeting in the haram? You came direct from there, what you have within your robe. Once he heard this, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. His heart, what he came to do. And when he came back to Makkah Mukarrama, and his friend saw his face, something has happened to you. He says, I've declared shahadat. When I went to his court, Allah knows what happened to my heart. So giants of kufr came, they got something. A youngster came to that's why our brothers we say, when we get to make salat and salam also, it's a special moment right now. If we can beforehand, give some sadaqah. Leaving the room, leave with the left leg. Read du'as, bismillah tawakkal. All sunnats in Madina Munawwara. When you get to the toilet also, they make niyat of the sunnats. They're all the sunnahs in the bathroom, the toilet, the eating. Now we take with breakfast, or we take with suhoor, or iftar. They also shouldn't be party making. They didn't have food in Madinah Munawwara. How can it be now? You know, we just like 1 hour there. We're just enjoying ourselves. Now because it came free, or because we paid for it now. What's on the menu? We eating more than we eat at home also. The Nabi of Allah didn't even have food for two months at a time. There was no food cooked in the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should do it with a heavy heart. Ya Allah, we're very weak. Ya Allah, we're very weak, therefore we just do what we have to do quickly and we leave. Now we don't have all the extras that we're going there to eat. So when we go to the haram of Medina Munawwara, when we leave also all the sunnah du'as, looking after our gaze, durood sharif upon our tongue. Some ulama say once you enter the courtyard of the haram, then you can already make direct salam. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Some ulama say only when you come into the haram itself. Difference of opinion. So once you enter the courtyard, then you can already start as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Some say when you enter the haram itself, then you can make direct salat and salam. Haji Naqudah Sahib Rahmatullah would say after every salah, minimum, sit down, close the eyes, connect to the rawda, 100 times Durood Sharif. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, ya Habiballah, ya khayra khalqillah, ya imaman, whatever names you know of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we're entering finally to make salat and salam, don't delay to make salam. Go as soon as we can, quickly, don't delay. And also one very important point, my dear brothers, when it comes to the rawda mubarak, many of us got the stress, I didn't get rawda. The intention to go to Madinah Munawwara is to go and greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm going to greet him. That rawda, to read 2 rakah salah there, is for myself. But that won't make me advance jannati. I will do the amal of jannat now. I will do the, Allah will make a way karam, He'll give us space there, He'll give us, a person now goes to visit his mother in a neighboring town, and mother says, I prepare some food for you. And he sends a message, I'm a bit late. And when he reaches there, she's not there. He partakes of the meal. And he couldn't wait for his mother, so he left. And he says, the food was very nice. Jazakallah khaybah, I didn't get a chance to meet you. Mother says, she left the food and met me. The rawda is for myself. But I didn't get it also. I will make the amal of Jannah still. But I'm going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the main meeting. That's why when we enter from Babu Salam, as commonly we say to the brothers, that stretch from Babu Salam to Babu Al-Baqi, that's our golden mile. Once we enter there with the right foot, with our head down, then we recite as we enter, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And start your As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. What to envisage that time? What to think that time? This is a city of gifts. I'm going to receive. My Nabi is waiting for me. Like how the father waits for his son with hands open. Ya Allah, I'm going to see him. He's waiting for me. He won't reject me. He embraced every person who came to Madinah Munawwara. Thumama bin Uthal, radiyallahu anhu, was the chief of his people. When he was caught and he was tied to the pillar of Madinah Munawwara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the same masjid, went to him the first day. Oh Thumama, accept Islam. Oh Muhammad, what do you want? You want wealth? You want position? You want to be the chief? You want to be? We'll give it to you. Nabi left him. Second day he told him the same thing. The third day he told him the same thing. Finally he released him. Thumama left the masjid. He made ghusl. He came back in. And when he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he fell in love. Radd shahadat. Then he said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before today, the person I hated the most was you. The face that I detested the most was your face. Today Muhammad is the most beloved person to me. Even he got something. He came with kufr, for 3 days sit in the masjid, his heart turned around. So my Nabi is waiting for me. And why I'm going there, our Honorable Shaykh says that we are going there to appoint him as our advocate, to fight my case in the court of Allah, and inshallah he'll never lose a case. I brought my files on, I brought all my files to you. I can't hide anything from you. You know me. I brought my entire file. And how could it be, my dear brothers, that I walked down Babu Salam to Babu Al-Baqi and come to the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with my pants below my ankles, with no topi on my head because I'm clean shaven, so it's a bit itchy or sticky. How can it be when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to wearing the topi only, there's more than 250 narrations in regards to wearing a hat only. And I stand there, after Umrah or before Umrah with no topi on, or two lengths of hair. And when Nabi alayhi salam prohibited having two lengths of hair, and I have the audacity and guts to stand in front of him in this manner, I don't feel anything in my heart. My kurta below the ankles, and he prohibited all these things over here right now. But I'm doing it, standing in front of him. Then for me to realize really now, Ya Allah, what have I come here for? He's not the entire fight is there. He knows me, in and out. And it causes him pain. Because the Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi says, remember, the only reason that you are Muslim right now, the only reason you are Muslim right now, as one alim wrote recently in an article, he says, how many a man right now will take his wife or daughter to a certain public place? He says, if you look at her, you can't even make out she's an ummati or non-ummati. Now she's going to go to the Darwada also. He hasn't taken care of her sharam and haya, her bashfulness. Don't know she's an ummati or non-ummati. I'm coming here as an ummati. He knows my entire file. It's so important for her to present herself in the correct manner. How she's just under the abaya. At least she covers her face to a certain extent. She's coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to present herself to him right now. She wants Nabi of Allah to fight a case in the court of Allah right now. And how many of us don't have files? We have such skeletons in our closets. And here's a place to receive. But I put a block on it right now. I have come in a manner that will displease him. At least there I do it right. At least there I wear a topi. See my garments above the ankles. How I am dressed. How I control my eyes. So as I enter, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ, then I start my salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Then I get a chance. They won't give us a chance to stand too long. As much as we can, 100 times durood, 200 times durood, as much as we can read. And as we come there, then some ulama say, read your kalima but loudly. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah, you heard my kalima. I declare my shahadat again. Qiyamah's day, be my witness that I accept, that I declare shahadat in front of you. So they renew your iman again in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then whatever du'as you want to make, before we could stand there for a long period of time. Therefore, we advise the brothers and sisters, when we go to the masjid al-Qadim, the old part of the masjid, we enter from the door of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Enter from there. We get a chance. Sometimes after salah, they give a gap, then we go inside. Ladies have a chance also to go near there. So we sit there, facing the Qibla. The roda is to your left hand side. Sit as close as you can. Close your eyes. Now they say, speak to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, Allah has brought me to your masjid. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whatever, what we are saying now, open the files to him. Open the files to him and explain to him what I have done thus far in my life as an ummati, O Ya Rasulullah. I have come to present it to you, and there's so many things in my life that I have that I can't even tell my wife about it. But I can tell you. I can tell you why. Because in Madina Munawwara, as you mentioned, is a city of welcome, city of gifts, city of distribution, city of gunas being forgiven. That young sahabi, radiallahu anhu, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to engage in zina. Can't control my lust anymore. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where else do I go to? I can't control myself. Oh young man, how would you like somebody to do this with your mother? I wouldn't like it. Your sister, your mother, your daughter, I wouldn't like it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanAllah, put his blessed hand on his chest. Allahumma tahir qalba, waghfir dhamba, wa hassin faraja. Ya Allah, keep him chaste. Forgive his sins, purify his heart. Said thereafter, the most despicable thing to him was zina and fornication. Ya Rasulullah, who do I go to? Who will put their hand on my chest? Allah Pak has brought me here. I have all these inclinations in my heart. This is finishing my life. Go and sit there and talk to him. Open your files up, Ya Rasulullah. How many nights have passed on the cell phone? Haram activities, haram things, Ya Rasulullah. There the young sahabi could come to you. I'm yatim spiritually. Who do I go to? I can't even tell anybody how I feel right now. I'm so ashamed of myself, Ya Rasulullah. I've come to you. One sahabi, Hanzala radiallahu anhu, comes out from his home in Madina Munawwara. Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a hypocrite. Abu Bakr Siddiq says, Hanzala, what happened to you? I'm a hypocrite. What do you mean? When I'm in the majlis, my iman is on a high. When I go back home, I'm talking with the family, joking and laughing. Like I feel nothing. I'm a hypocrite. I feel the same. Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They both go to him. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says to Hanzala, oh Hanzala, there's time for everything. There's time for everything. When you're sitting in the majlis, your iman will be on a high.
When you go back home, it's different. If your hai is there all the time, malaika will come and shake your hands. He even sorted himself out. Khawla, radiallahu anha, she says also, she was married to an old man. She was young. He was old. They got into some quarrel and fight. And he told her some words. Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi. Oh Khawla, you are unto me like the back of my mother. This is called zihar in Arabic. So these type of words in jahiliyyah, in days of ignorance, constituted talaq and divorce. So he told her that. She got a shock of her life. Then he realized what he did. So he left the house. He sat outside the door, but he came back in and he made some advancements towards her. She told him, you can't come. Because he told me these words. Now, in their knowledge, this is talaq. So he tried to force himself. She said, I was a strong woman, so I pushed him off. He tried again, I pushed him off. Then finally she said, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Broken I was. Then now he's divorced me. Nabi of Allah calls her within his quarters. She comes in there. One corner Aisha is sitting, radiallahu anha. So Khawla comes. And she presents her case to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My husband told me this word. We had a fight. He tried advancing himself. He tried to come near me. But I shoved him off. And she's complaining. Emotionally she's disturbed. Physically also now she's so afraid. Ya Allah, what's going to happen to me? We came all the way to Medina, Manawara. What will happen now? So Nabi of Allah is listening to her, but he's silent. No reaction. Because as yet, no new regulations have come down from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Is it divorce? Not a divorce? And she continues, repeating herself. And she's asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Aisha says that I'm seeing her, that she's persisting. But Nabi of Allah is not saying anything. According to some narrators, they say that she just kept quiet and she looked at the skies. She looked at the skies and tears began to fall. She presented a case, nothing was coming forth, and now she looks to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then the riwayah says that then she noticed upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that the tears now is bringing down wahi. Revelation is coming now. The Surah Al-Mujadala 28 para, the first page, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي, is all about her. Where Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ, O Khawla, Allah has heard you. The one that is arguing with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is listening to your conversation right now. Aisha would say, regards to Khawla, she was that woman. That I was sitting in the same room, I could not hear what she was saying, but Allah said, I heard you. And all the rules and the regulations came down, that this will not be talaq. There are some regulations. Ya Rasulullah, Khawla came to you, and she got sorted out. One sahabi came and he sorted them out. Oh my beloved Nabi, I've come also. I'm sitting here in your masjid with all my files right now. And I've got this problem and that problem. My dear brothers, you will sit there, our files won't finish. Ya Rasulullah, such things I've done in my life and I'm still doing, and I don't know whether I'll get out of it, but I've come by you right now. I've come to appoint you to fight my case in the court of Allah right now. So when I go back home, Ya Rasulullah, everything is sorted out. Women, they emotionally also, they bashed up. Let them go, they speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they can remember these incidents, we can send it to the brothers, all different incidents. When Nabi of Allah comes up from his room, one sahabiya, she had made a new burda, she had made for Nabi alayhi salam. Sahabi comes and he tugs at it. Oh Muhammad, give me this, Allah has given you. With a smile, he went back into the room. Nabi of Allah folded up the new burda, a shawl, and he gave it to him. When Sahaba Ikram saw him pulling at it, he left a mark on the neck of Nabi Ali, so hard he pulled it. So when Nabi of Allah went back into the room, they taunted him. How dare you? Brand new. Sahabi just gave it to him. And now you already asked him, and you know he won't say no. He won't say no. We're going to that being that won't tell us no. He said, the only reason I wanted it, that when I die, I will be given shroud in the same burda. Without any hesitation, Nabi of Allah went back in the room, took it out, folded it and gave it to him. So many incidents, whoever came, got something. Ya Rasul, I've come to receive. I've come to take back home for the entire ummah. Like this, we spend our time in Madinatul Munawwara, in the court of Rasulullah. One very important intention, why we spend maximum time in the haram. One is the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, looking at the Baytullah, Allah's nur is coming down, Ya Allah, fill my heart with your nur. Sit there so much, my dear brothers, in a day, reading Quran, making dhikr. When I come home, I can picture the Kaabatullah still. When I sit in Madinatul Munawwara, I sit there so long that my heart yearns to be in the masjid. That I miss it. Let I'm just in and out. And a very important intention sitting in the haram of Madinatul Munawwara, that you make the intention, I'm sitting in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ. I'm sitting in his company right now. Therefore, there's no time for the cell phone to do anything else. I'm sitting there right now in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ. And then we advise the brothers at night. We're taking in the wife, we're taking in the children, etc. After Isha Salah, they finish their Salat and Salam. Buy one big musalla. We have our children with us also. Buy some snacks for them. Go in front of the Haram Sharif, where we can see the green dome. We get some spot over there, open up the musalla there, or the shawl there, let the family sit down together and make ta'aleem. Make ta'aleem. The stories of Sahaba. Right, brothers, one the kitab, PDF, we have the copies, we can be sent out also. Read the stories of Sahaba. We're sitting there right now, we're going back 1400 years. Abu Bakr came from here, Umar came from there, they met up, they went to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This happened, then Mujahid came on horseback, he tied his camel here, entered the haram over here. Ya Allah, all this happened over here. This Mubarak, beautiful place. What's happening? We're taking the children back in time and their wife. Those we call them magical nights of Medina Munawwara. When you come back home and we'll think of those nights, Ya Allah, what beautiful nights it was. Sitting with the family, making ta'aleem, making intentions. When you go back home, how are we going to support one another? How are we going to come to the deen of Allah? You tell me what's your plan. I tell you it's my plan. They make du'as they also. We get a chance to read of 40 Salat and Salam. 40 Salat and Salam compiled by Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. You're looking at the green dome right now. Nabi of Allah is in front of us. Shaykh Zakariya is buried to our right hand side in Jannatul Baqi. What a thing, we're sitting there in such a place right now. Du'as are accepted. We said, these are beautiful nights of Medina Munawwara. Spend our nights there. We go shopping mall, the nights will pass. We'll miss all of this. Like this, we come back with that noor and barakat of Medina Munawwara. Make the intentions also. Like this, to prepare ourselves for Medina Munawwara, for Makkatul Mukarrama, much more detail what we can do there. And these are the basics. How do we spend our time correctly? Allah Ta'ala give us sufficient to make amal and give us a Umrah Maqboola, Hajj Mabroor, also those that are going for Hajj. And these muzakaras that we mentioned now, these points, we have it in certain groups. Brothers will send out the links for the groups there. We can go through these incidents, we can read it over there also, just to renew it. One very important kitab to read also is Fazail-e-Hajj. Fazail-e-Hajj by Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has everything in there. It's also in PDF form. But also, one thing we advise also, maybe about a night or two nights before we leave. Then at night for ta'aleem with the family, or ourselves also, in the haram, or the family, then we can read the demise of Rasulullah ﷺ, his last moments, which is very emotional. Now we're leaving also. How Nabi of Allah left this world. And what message he gave us. The salah, looking after our helpers, domestics, taking care of our iman, etc., taking care of the ummah. So those incidents also can be read there in Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala accepted, Allah Ta'ala give us sufiq and take us all over and over again, inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا رب البيت العتيق يا رب البيت العتيق يا رب البيت العتيق Oh the Rabb of the Kaaba to Allah, the Baytullah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, the Bayt belongs to you. The Kaaba belongs to you. The Haram belongs to you. Ya Allah, the Harameen belong to you, three Harams belong to you. O Allah, take us over and over again, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, humara jina wa marna hum, Ya Allah. We're living in our dying being, Ya Allah, Medina Tayyiba. Give us place in Baqi, place in Mu'alla, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the amal of Harameen Sharifain, O Ma, Ya Allah. Give us the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those intending to go, all those that want to go, all those that are made near to go. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alina, innaka anta tawabur rahim. Ya Allah, give us love for these places, O Ma, Ya Allah. Take out the love of the Allah, the most of our hearts, O my Allah. Give us love to sit in the haram of Makkah, the haram of Medina Munawwara. Make our homes like the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make us like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make our children like the children of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, make the suffer ahead easy for us, Ya Allah. Accept it. Take us over and over again, O my Allah. All the crowds, O my Allah, you give us space, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana and treasury is very big, O my Allah. Make it easy for the entire ummah, O my Allah, to visit all the harams, O my Allah. Free all the harams from all the violence. lies and all the evils, keep it pure and clean. Keep our iman pure and clean. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu 'anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin.